Welcome to the Aging Confidently podcast. I'm so glad you're here. I'm Karen Weaver, your host, and today's guest is Michelle Jeffers. She owns MJ's Getaways, which is a travel agency here in Greenville, but I'm sure you work with people
all
everywhere.
Yeah,
because that's easy to do. So I'm so excited that we get to talk about travel.
Yes.
One of my favorite subjects.
Yes.
I actually don't have anything on the books right now, and I can feel it. You know, I have a few work.
There's a void.
A void. Like, I always need something. Yeah. My clients are always like, where are you going to next? I'm like, nowhere.
Yeah, I know. I don't have any plans.
So that's on my list to get that done. But I always love to hear kind of how people got to where they are. Because I know you have your kids are growing up and kind of where you started and how you got to your business.
Right. Yeah. So most people, including you, know me from orthodontics.
Yep.
I've done that for 17 years. And then just my love for a passion and travel brought me into this business. And also I saw like a void where the majority of people in the world, it's overwhelming to pick a vacation. There's so many reviews, there's so many options, and it can just quickly become overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And people kind of miss that one-to-one, sitting down, talking through it, and just feeling like all their questions are answered and they feel confident about their decision at the end of that. So all that mixed together, that's how I came up with MJ's Getaways. I can see that
be how paralysis by analysis, you know, when you're looking at all those places, you just forget it. You know, it becomes more work. But so to have somebody to kind of guide you through that is incredible. So you have recently left orthodontics behind and started to do your travel agency full time. What made you decide to do that?
Probably my family. Mm-hmm. We were just talking about my family growing up. I have a first year college student and I have a first year high school student. Mm-hmm. And just that time is really precious. Mm-hmm. And I want to soak up as much as I can and be flexible for them and not miss out on anything. Mm-hmm. So being able to own your own business and be available when they need you is just a precious option.
Absolutely. And it happens so quickly. Yeah. I think you were saying you were listening to the Empty Nesting podcast that we did, I guess, a couple weeks back. And it hits hard.
Yeah, it does. It like breaks your heart.
You spend
all this time with this person and then they just grow up to be their own person.
Yeah, they do. And good for you for having something now, too, that you can grow as they are growing. That was always my intention as well, is to have something that as they grew up, kind of filling that void a little bit with the next baby, which is our businesses, you know?
Yeah.
So do you work with your husband?
My husband,
yep.
He actually works for Michelin. But he does most of our IT stuff, and thank God for that, because I am terrible at that. I had to do something on our website the other day, and it literally took me the entire day, and I feel like he can do it in just like a flash.
Right.
So it makes you really appreciate his talents.
That's right. And then your daughter? Did I say that
my
she's
daughter helps out.
Yeah.
And then we have our furthest agent is Texas.
Okay.
So we have one in Texas, and then we have some that are local, and we are planning to branch out more and bring more people on board, but just slow, slowly.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Yeah.
And just, I like to put this out in the beginning because I didn't know this, that it doesn't cost anymore to use a travel agent.
Yeah.
I always thought, well, if I use a travel agent, then I'm sure that tax on the cost.
Yeah.
Actually, it saves you money because, well, time.
Right.
Time is money, first of all. But then also, you can find the best options. And you know things we don't know.
Yeah.
So that was a really cool, I think you posted that like either on social media or something.
Probably.
And that's really what prompted me to reach out to you because I was like, oh, well, if it doesn't cost me anymore.
And that's like probably my every call that I get begins with, I've never used a travel agent. Mm-hmm. Are there any fees? Mm-hmm. And I love to explain to people that they actually have used a travel agency. Booking sites are travel agencies. They just word them differently. And booking site, travel agency, the same thing. Mm-hmm. That you just do the work and they earn the commission from your vacation.
Yeah.
So having a travel agent, we do the work. We will earn commission from your vacation. Mm-hmm. That is how we are paid.
Mm-hmm.
But So you don't have to do any of the work, and the prices are exactly the same. Mm-hmm. We have low deposits, payment plans, mm-hmm. so everything that you would find on an online booking site, but with a real live person.
I have to say, I felt like one of the benefits when we used you for the cruise was that you were able to look at the itineraries and the docking time and all that stuff and be right. like, I don't know if you're going to have time to go do this thing you right. want to do, yeah. so let's look at this one instead. Yeah. And it just, there's things that right. we may have missed out on because right. we didn't yeah. know those things. Yeah. So anyway, I just want to put a plug in because I had never used it before yeah. you, and it really it does make a difference.
It
so
does.
Okay, so one thing I look forward to as I get older is traveling even more, mm-hmm. you know, is
yeah
and even just short-term trips, because when the kids are grown and gone, you can just go. You don't have to worry about, you know, not that we don't leave our kids home alone sometimes, but then you're like, oh my gosh, they're having a party. Mm-hmm. Let's check the CPI cams.
Yes,
see what's
yes,
going on.
Me
it's
too.
A little bit footloose, more footloose and fancy yeah. free. But, you know, it's interesting. I have this thing where I know some of the older adults in our lives yeah. feel very timid with traveling, even out of their hometown.
Right.
And I really didn't want that to happen to me.
Right.
So I, last year, I thought, where's the one place I could go that would push me the farthest out of my comfort zone?
Ooh, yeah.
New York City. Oh. And I went to New York City
yes.
by myself.
Right.
I flew by myself. I did meet some friends, like, for dinner here and there, but went to a conference, and I went to the Rockettes by myself.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was probably one of the coolest vacations I've ever been
yeah.
on, because I got to do exactly what I wanted to do,
right.
eat when I wanted to eat.
Right.
Buying that one ticket to the Rockettes, I got a great seat,
right.
you know, for
yeah.
for much less. And I ended up sitting next to the grandmother of one of the Rockettes, so
oh,
I got
my
to talk
precious.
To her. So the whole experience was, as I was flying there, I was thinking, I am open to whatever this trip brings
yeah.
me. No preconceived notions. And it was fantastic.
Yeah.
So I feel like if I can keep doing that, mm-hmm. or if we can keep doing that, keep that kind of that out of your comfort zone a little bit, then you
yeah.
don't kind of settle in and feel
right.
fear when they're around that.
And those fears are normal and mm-hmm. natural for anyone that has any kind of disability
oh, sure.
or even like food allergies
mm-hmm.
or just any of those things, that fear of getting outside of your comfort zone is a real thing.
Absolutely.
So I think the best, I try not to like nix off any mm-hmm. areas of destinations. If you want to go to New York, then I try to make a way for that to happen.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of options for like disability options, like if you need wheelchairs and stuff mm-hmm. in destination, or finding the right property that fits your specific
mm-hmm.
needs, like if you need to be on a low floor, or if it's a beach vacation or somewhere you're gonna have to do a lot of walking, that you're in the center of town where you're not having to Uber out a lot
mm-hmm.
or do a lot of walking, you're kind of just in the mix of it already,
mm-hmm.
so that just gets rid of all those fears.
Sure.
When you know someone that knows the property and can really just make sure that your checklist of the things that you're insecure about are going to be taken care of.
Yeah, yeah, that's great. So what are some, so as we age, you know, it's, we're mobile now, let's
yeah.
say, we're
yeah.
mobile now, and we plan to be for a long time, but, you know, as we age, and what are some tips, I mean, you had mentioned for sure, like knowing the property you're
yeah.
going to, so you don't say anything's off the table, you just try and.
Yeah, I try not to.
I think that's great.
Yeah, I will never forget my grandfather, his bucket list trip was he wanted to go to the Grand Canyon,
mm-hmm.
and he had, like, terrible arthritis and like plates in his back, and I was a teenager at the time, so this wasn't even an option for me to try to make that happen. But in my head, I just remember that story of him wanting to do that and me thinking I would carry him on my back up the Grand Canyon
yeah.
if I could. So I like to not like dismiss any kind mm-hmm. of vacation.
Yeah.
If it's important to you or if it's a bucket list, we need to make it happen.
Did he ever get to go?
No,
he never got to go.
Yeah.
So look
yeah.
at that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an amazing
yeah.
catalyst
yeah.
for wanting to make that happen.
Yeah.
What a gift.
Yeah.
You know? So I took my mom to Denmark last May for a wedding.
Yeah.
My family, my dad immigrated
yeah.
here. He unfortunately, he's doing better, but could not travel.
Yeah.
Same kind of thing, you know, back issues. So mom and I went, and it was a very interesting experience
yeah.
traveling with an older parent.
Yeah.
So do you have some tips that you kind of prepare people for with that?
So flights,
mm-hmm.
shortest flights as possible.
Yep.
Big one. Don't go based off your budget, that's somewhere that you might even want to splurge, especially.
That was me.
Yeah, because you're thinking budget. Yeah.
Huge mistake. We had like three connections. It's terrible.
Yeah, and that's one of the big things that I try to talk people out of, especially if you're of an older generation. The least amount of stops, the better, because that's just going to make your overall experience better, because the flights are part of your vacation, and you want that experience to be great also.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's a big one for me.
Flights, what else as far as...
Like, if you need wheelchairs or any or assistance at the airport, like pre-planning that, that's stuff that we can do for you also, making sure. Also, like, I've had... clients have panic attacks in the airport. So just having someone available to even just talk you off the ledge then when you're like freaking out, especially Atlanta airport.
Right.
That's an overwhelming one. So just being able to call and someone talk you through it or send you a picture of the map or that's another thing. Maps, like having the maps in your hand or on your phone where you can tell where you are and where you need to go.
Yeah.
So that's a big one.
So for people who are planning trips on their own, because some people just like to, you know, go straight, especially if it's a quick trip. When you're making your reservations, let's say flight reservations, is that where you would request a wheelchair and any other kind of...
You can call. It may not allow it inside the booking site, but you would call and say, you know, I have this special need. And then also they will allow you to board first. So that's also a great option because you get to... get your wheelchair or any kind of issues that you have, even for like young families with baby strollers and stuff like that, getting on board first and getting all that stowed away.
And then I'm thinking, so at the destination, again, if they're making their own reservations and whatnot, they should call ahead to the hotel, make sure they're in a... So my parents went to Grove Park Inn and, you know, not thinking... They just went. They didn't talk to me about it first. I could have warned them about this. But, you know, those rooms have... the step up or down, step up, I think, for the bathrooms. Yeah. Well, my dad is not super stable. So that's something that to be aware of.
Ahead of time.
Ahead of time to call and say, that's our situation.
Right. Yes. Yeah. So if you are going to do it online, I say use your resources. Call call the resort. Ask them in what proximity is your room going to be. You know, tell them what kind of disabilities you may have. Ask them if there's going to be anything inside your room that's going to be a hang up. Make sure that your bathroom is equipped for an older person. You know, whether you need the bar or whatever you need. Just making sure that everything's lined up ahead of time.
Yeah, that's great. And it seems like they're probably very accommodating.
Right. Yeah.
Well, they don't want accidents either.
Oh, no.
Going to Denmark with my mom was such a gift and so wonderful. We had a great time. But one thing I would say that I wish I would have known ahead of time in the airport or even before the airport is to sit down and have a game plan with her because she would kind of wander away from because it's like that. Like our connections were so tight that, you know, looking at the connection board and all this stuff, she would wander away and I'm like, stay with me. So I wish we would have had a little discussion before. Say, okay, listen, I'm going to take care of figuring out the connections.
Yes.
You just stick with me. We're on to the next place.
Right.
Because especially when I mean, we were in the Charles de Gaulle airport.
Right.
It's not the most intuitive airport. It's actually terrible. Don't ever fly through Charles de Gaulle if you can help it. So anyway, that was one of those places that we really just needed to have a plan that we didn't really have a plan.
I think that's important.
Yeah.
The plan. Talking about it ahead of time.
I was trying to think if there was anything else. The hotel was great. And she's in great shape. I mean, you know, she was a trooper. I was ready to pass out. She was like ready to go. But I guess the airport was probably the biggest one.
Because everything, the airport in general, every airport to me is stressful. It gives me anxiety every time because it's like bam, 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 bam. You know, you gotta jump on. You gotta know exactly where to put your stuff really fast. And it can be intimidating because there's a line of people behind you that are grumpy.
Right.
And you don't know how long they've been on a flight.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's like a big one.
So much is out of our control, too.
Right,
if you're delayed, then...
Yeah.
I can't tell you. I counted... if my mom's listening, I'm sorry, I'm telling you. I counted the amount of time she said, well, if we miss the flight, we miss the flight. Like, that was her.
And you're like, no,
we're not missing the flight. But I understand where she's coming from, you know. She was that, but that was her main concern. So,
because if it's going to happen, it's out of control.
Right.
What's going to happen is going to happen.
And we're going to get there eventually.
Yeah.
So that's probably a big thing, too, is mindset.
Yeah.
To just have a mindset of.
Yeah. That it, what's going to happen is going to happen.
Yeah.
What's gonna you just happen. Have to go with the flow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to, when my husband and I travel together, talking about mindset, I have to tell him, because he travels more so before, but still some for work. And we had this trip. We went to Europe, the five of us, him and our three kids, about 3 years ago. And we had a layover in, I don't know, Brussels or something. And it was a 5-hour layover.
Oh, wow.
But we got off the plane, and you would have thought we had 30 minutes to get to the gate. Me and the kids were standing back, and he's out. And I was like, where is that guy going? Like, we got 5 hours to kill. So I've learned through traveling with him to be like, okay, it's time now. Yeah. Mindset to get to, we're traveling for fun.
Right.
We're strolling. Yeah. We're going in the shops. We're experiencing things. We're not like, because his mindset is, A to B, you know.
That might be a guy thing, because I think my husband's the exact same thing. Right. He's like, we can relax when we get inside that little that little area. Then you can shop. Then you can do whatever you want. But until we're there, just keep going.
Keep going. Yeah. And I get that if it's not 5 hours.
Yes. But 5 hours is a lot.
It was a lot of time. So, like, let's just stroll. What are we doing? Yeah. But it's just funny what you learn, too, traveling with people and just kind of – now we're not business traveling, we're pleasure traveling. Right. And he's gotten so much better, So it's been good. So, you know, with all the talk of the coronavirus, what are some tips that you can give just overall just to stay healthy while you're traveling?
Okay. I was actually thinking about that on the way here. So good.
Yeah.
Well, I think first, our government's pretty good about keeping us sheltered and keeping us away from that and not allowing that to come into our area, because it is a real threat. Mm-hmm. 3 years ago, it was Ebola.
Right.
There's always going to be something that is concerning. Mm-hmm. But I think overall, being in the health field is the big main things. Mm-hmm. Washing your hands. You know, if you're going to touch the bars, touch the doors, touch the brochures that are in the airplane. If you can't wash your hands, sanitize. Mm-hmm. Just try your best not to touch things.
Right.
Because the germs are everywhere. Yeah. A majority of people, when they do come back from any travel, mm-hmm. not just with this issue coming, a lot of times you come back with something, some kind of cold, because you've just touched everything that everybody's touched.
Yeah.
So, you do usually come back with some type of something, cold or something. Yeah.
I know. I always think about the hotel room. I don't bring wipes, but I don't think it'd be a bad idea.
No.
I should. Definitely. Like the remote.
Yeah. I was going to say.
I have my hand over my.
Remote, swipe those off.
Yeah.
I hate to be like OCD, but I think those are ways to protect yourself, especially if it's like a senior crowd and their health is already, you know.
Compromised a bit, yeah.
So wiping down the lights, handles on the sinks, wiping down anything that you're going to touch, and then washing your hands very well.
Yeah. I think where I kind of the misstep I make a lot of times when I go on vacation, especially when I was younger, now I'm a little bit wiser, is getting on that plane or getting to that destination and going ahead and having those beers or whatever. You know what I mean? Like now I'm like, no, let's hydrate first, because that's also where it can happen is, you know, you get run down even because you get so dehydrated from the flight anyway, that to kind of remember to hydrate and still take care of yourself. Don't go off the reservation completely.
Also, like, airborne would be helpful, or emergency. Mm-hmm. Also, packing all those things that you can think of. I think that's a mom in me. Mm-hmm. My emergency kit almost in its own bag.
Yeah.
You know, having things for upset stomach, or if you have a sore throat, or even just things to prevent it, like taking that ahead of time or elderberry ahead of time.
So great.
Different things like that. I have a funny story about the last time we were in the airport. So essential oils are a big thing right now.
We love them, yeah.
So the essential oil, I don't even know what it's called, but it's supposed to protect you from flu and stuff. Mm-hmm. Well, inside of the airport, I was thinking, God, there's so many people around. I'm just going to, like, wipe this stuff down on me. And I did not even think that, you know, I'm inside of the airport. Right. I just, like, rubbed something all over me. So immediately, I'm, like, ushered to the line where, you know, you're going to – everything's unpacked. Everything's, like, powdered down to check. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I know that was literally because I just did that.
Yes.
Like, I was spotted out.
Yeah.
Just trying to
– what's she doing? What's that strange lady doing?
Trying to protect myself from getting sick.
Sure.
But Lesson learned. Don't do that.
But I like what you said about packing a kit, because a lot of times, especially when you're going to more underdeveloped countries, you can't get that stuff. Right. So I'm not saying Jamaica is underdeveloped, but damn, I could. When we got there, I got the worst sore throat. I could not find something for sore throat for anything. Yes. Like, I would have paid anything. Nothing was there. So I like that idea of kind of keeping that kit together for things that might be hard to find. A little less of a thing when you're traveling, you know, within the States. I mean, you can pretty much find anything, but it may not be what you want to take. So I think that's a great tip to
just thinking bring ahead along. That what could happen. Worst case, what could happen?
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. So have you found from your working with people, what are kind of, I know everybody's different, but what are some of the best cities to visit for people who, I don't know, might be a little travel challenge? Like if they want to kind of dip their toe in the water a little bit, where are some of the best places to go?
Popular ones right now, Hawaii is probably our most popular.
That's a great toe dipping one.
All right.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, very, very popular right now. And also, you know, there's different parts of Hawaii, so making sure that the city you're staying in is going to be, you know, accommodating to an older person, that you're going to be within walking distance. And also excursions, like finding excursions that are going to accommodate that person. So Hawaii's a big one. Italy is, might be on the list for being sick right now.
I know, so I saw that.
Not that one, but that is
traditionally
is it
easy walking city or a walking? The cities are walkable for the most part.
It just depends. Okay. Like it's different for where you're going to go. It could be different. Let's see, Caribbean is a big one for older people, but I think Hawaii is like a bucket list for a lot of them.
For a lot of them they want to go to.
Like Pearl Harbor.
Oh, of course.
And just all the history.
Yeah.
The things you didn't appreciate when you were younger.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think
that's a big one.
That's a really good point. What about tours? What's your opinion on tours, you know, as we get older? Do you feel like tours are the better route, or just to kind of do your own thing and do some excursions? What have you found?
So I have polar opposite clients.
Okay.
Some are scare me to death, and I want to put tracking on them.
Right. Like, you need a tour.
I'm like, let me install like 360 on you before you leave.
That's funny.
But then there's some that I lean toward the ones that, you know, they're going to pick you up. You're going to know everything is taken care of. Mm-hmm. They're trustworthy.
Sure.
That's another important thing. I want to make sure that my clients are safe so that it's a trustworthy person. And then you're going to get, they know the city, you know, they know the area. So you're going to get the most time, or, you know, you're going to hit the hot spots on that. So I like the prearranged tours more so of if you're just going to go explore out on your own. But I do have clients that are going to do that, and you know, even if it's not even the safest place, you're still going to do that. So
are there a variety of tours where you can, every minute is scheduled, and then on the other end of the spectrum too, it's more forgiving?
Yes.
Okay.
So there's some that it's a little bit of planned, and then there's free time. So it can be as planned as you want it or as guided as you want it.
That's nice.
And that's also, like, if a person's going by themselves, they may not feel comfortable, just venturing off. They may want that guided experience where someone's with them and, you know, explaining things, and they feel safe.
Yeah.
And, you know, being by yourself is, it can be powerful, but it can also be really scary.
That's right. And it can be a nice combination of both.
Right.
You know, where you can kind of go explore, but at least you have kind of a touch
base
point of people. Yeah, that's great. So we, you know, we went on our first cruise that you helped us with, Disney Cruise. Something Amazing. We want to do forever. Yeah. Of course, now the kids were 19, 17, and 15, but we still had a great time.
Right.
We still had a great time. I love the aspect of a cruise of just going on and not having to decide where to eat, what to do, because all that's planned ahead of time as far as the excursions go and that kind of thing, which was fantastic. Another thing on my list is river cruises. So can you kind of compare and contrast? I'm sure it's two totally different experiences, but why an ocean cruise versus a river cruise, or not why, but kind of pros and cons of both.
Yeah. I think you're going to get a whole different clientele of people. Also, like, that might not be ideal for your kiddos. That's
We're talking about leaving them out.
Leave them there. But you're just going to get a more intimate experience.
Okay.
I feel like even with Disney, it's, you know, Disney has a more customizable a customizable, intimate schedule. Mm-hmm. But with a river cruise or an ocean cruise, you're going to get even more, like, just customized itineraries, mm-hmm. and get to see some of the better places that you might not get to see on a traditional cruise.
Yeah. So, well, and it's, I mean, the ports, right. obviously are much closer right. together on a yeah. river cruise, and you get yeah. to see more.
Yes.
Have you been on one?
I have not.
Oh, gosh.
It's on my list.
Yes, I know. Everything I want to do the whole Scandinavian, yes. like fjords and, mm-hmm. well, there's all the ones I want to do, but that's just one.
And you asked me something about like older couples
yeah.
Or like things that are good for traveling for older couples. Mm-hmm. I met this older gentleman one time, and he, his wife had passed away, and he does back, it wasn't on like an ocean cruise. He was, say, Carnival or Royal. I don't even remember which one we were on, but he does back-to-back cruises. Like, say, 6 months out of the year, mm-hmm. he will, do back-to-back itineraries. And that way, you know, his housing is taken care mm-hmm. of. Like, the people know, and, you know, they're there to take care of him. He feels like well taken care of, yeah. different than if you were going to be in a nursing home or whatnot. So yeah, that's also another like different opportunity, mm-hmm. like where you can see the world and that all your needs are going to be met, but you are still on vacation.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, still seeing, you're not
yeah.
just sitting.
Yeah.
I love the thing I love about the cruise too was getting from destination to destination. Yeah. So that was really nice to be able to go to sleep and then you're up at the next place.
Different.
I know.
It's fantastic.
Like, this is great. I think I enjoyed it the most. I booked yeah. another one for the summer, but then it's not working out yeah. with graduation yeah. dates. But nobody's as excited as me. I was like, well, it's a lot of money. So
right.
never mind.
Right.
I'll just
Whatever,
save
kids.
That money. And your dad and I will go on a, you know, river
yes.
cruise
yes.
soon.
Yes.
Sooner than later. But the river cruise thing looks like...
Yeah, that's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
I think you're really going to enjoy that.
Yeah.
And it's just going to be very intimate and mm-hmm. very special. And good for you and your husband to get away together mm-hmm. without the kids. I
yeah.
am a firm believer in that. Mm-hmm. It keeps your
It's never been a problem.
Good.
Yeah. Actually. We went to... And don't judge me, people, for
yeah,
this.
No.
But when Alex, my middle, was 4 months old, my husband earned a trip to Hawaii for
yeah.
10 days. And we went, and looking back, I was survival too. I mean, he was 4 months and Ryan was only like 15 months.
Yeah.
So it was, no, that's not right. He had to be over 2 years. So 2 years, 4 months. And I was ready to get the heck out of town.
Yeah.
So it was kind of crazy though, because we were gone for 10 days. We came back. My parents, bless them, took care of them for that long. And I remember getting back and Alex, you know, going in and, something happened and he reached for my mom before me. And I thought, oh my gosh,
oh, your heart was broken.
My sweet mom was like, it's just because I'm the one that's been feeding
right.
him for these days,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah. But you had that mom guilt.
I did have that mom guilt.
Which is for real,
for
but
real.
You deserve it. And
yeah.
it makes your marriage strong.
Yeah, yeah.
And they made it.
They
and they're
made
good
it.
Kids.
That's
so,
right.
I mean,
that's right. It's all fine.
Yeah.
It's all
yeah.
fine. I do think there is a piece of that, of putting that guilt aside
yeah.
And making those
yeah.
memories for yourself,
yeah.
for
yeah.
sure.
Absolutely.
Okay, I wanted to just click on here and see if we did have any questions. It's so funny. I have a friend named Amy, and she's probably watching because travel is her thing. And she, hold on, let me get down here. She and her husband bought a, what's it called?
Timeshare?
Fifth wheel.
Oh,
no,
oh,
fifth wheel. I guess that's the right term for it, the fifth wheel.
Oh.
And a truck. And they have this I don't know, like a vlog, and it's called Between the Ditches.
Oh my gosh.
And it's so cute because they're talking about how, you know, life
yeah.
can cause ruts and you just have to kind of
go
do
with
what
it.
You want to do. And so they have all these funny posts about all the places they want to go, and it makes me want to go.
Yes.
And their kids are out of the house, you know, college, post college now, both of them. And so they are like living their best life. So I watch them, I'm like, yes, that's what I want. The fifth wheel, I mean, Amy will have videos of her driving.
That's
that
what
thing.
I was about to ask.
Like 18 wheelers just flying by her, and she's driving that thing. I'm like,
she's brave.
Girl, talk about out of your comfort zone.
Yeah.
Like, you just come pick me up and you drive me, because that might be where it ends. But
yeah.
They went to Banff, Canada, the lake, you know.
Yeah.
Wow. The places they have seen and how great that they can just...
So are they on the road like all the time now, or they do like half and half?
it's, I think they take a month and go do something and then come back. So it's not, yeah, it's not months and months, but,
But imagine what that's going to be for their future. They're going to get to see like so much of the world and just because they have this traveling house.
That's right. Yeah. Traveling house is great. You just get to park it where. Yeah. Susan had asked, and we had talked about this. Yeah. We haven't talked about it yet. Travel insurance.
Yes.
So talk a little bit about that.
So travel insurance is a lot like health insurance or car insurance. You don't really know you need it until you need it. Mm-hmm. And I've had some, you know, clients have really bad horror stories where we wish they would have had them. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't tell the future. You can't tell if, you know, someone's going to pass away or if someone's going to get sick. We all may be healthy today and plan a trip a year ahead and, you know, something happened a few months down. And average trip is, say, $4,000. Mm-hmm. That's average. If you have $139 in travel insurance, that's what you're going to lose versus losing all your money.
Right.
Because the airlines, they are not sympathetic. They
don't care.
They don't care. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have that policy in place to protect themselves and that, you know, if you have the travel insurance, it's going to allow you to cancel and get your money back. Mm-hmm. But also there's a lot of people that don't get the travel insurance and I'm sure they still make all their money.
Right.
Because they're not going to refund you or.
Right.
Or care.
So if somebody's not using a travel agent, what's the best way to shop around for travel insurance?
Well, a couple other important things about travel insurance. Mm-hmm. Like health insurance, there's pre-existing conditions. So if it's important to speak to someone that's knowledgeable about travel insurance, because if you get your travel insurance, you may be able to buy it on a third-party site. But if you don't buy it at the right time, like before you make your deposit or within a certain booking time, it can not cover your pre-existing conditions.
Okay.
So if you have health concerns, you want to make sure that you're buying at the right time and that it's the right coverage because they're not equal. Just like health insurance plans, they're not equal. Mm-hmm. So if you have, you know, have to get airlifted off a cruise ship. Mm-hmm.
Which then, we were talking
right,
about. Yeah.
Then that is a very, very expensive expense. You want to make sure that that insurance is going to cover that. So at the end of the day, you pay $139 for your travel insurance and you know, your heart's probably aggravated because you're having to pay that.
Right.
But at the end of your trip, you're not thinking about that $260 you're spent.
Right.
But if something happens in between, you are going to be thinking about that $4,000 that you can't get your money back.
Yeah. So what's so to find a reputable company is the best way to go through a travel agency or
I only know them through travel agency sites. We use Alliance a lot or through our suppliers. They offer different tiers of travel insurance.
Okay.
But that may be one that you could purchase online yourself. Mm-hmm. I'm not certain about that. But
okay.
Yeah, I would just do some research on it and, you know, read the 100 pages of coverage of what it covers and what kind of things it doesn't cover.
Yeah. So is that something that people could reach out to you about for questions or, you know? We were talking about my parents' friends were on a cruise ship and he ended up having a heart attack and having to be life flighted. And luckily they did have insurance. So I think they weren't out anything.
Right.
But that's, you don't want to think about it.
Right.
But as we get older, I mean, things happen anyway. It's nice to have it if you have to cancel it.
Yeah.
But what a nice reassurance that if something did happen, you're covered, and it's not going to be covered by health insurance.
Right. Yes.
That particular kind of thing is not covered by health insurance, so you need to kind of double insure.
And you think that because you have health insurance, you're covered, but your health insurance doesn't always branch out
to
the different destinations. Mm-hmm. So you just want to make sure that you are covered, and that's just your backup.
Yeah.
Just your backup.
Yeah, that's great. It's that, you know, that saying, if you have it, you'll never need it, which is probably a good thing, too.
Right.
But if you don't, you will or might. So
I say go ahead and plan it into, like, just don't be stubborn about it. Go ahead and add it into your trip budget.
The budget, yeah.
Yes.
Just know
in your
that's
trip
what
budget,
you're doing.
You lose it, you lose it. But if you need it, it's there.
Yeah.
And you need to get your money back.
Yeah.
Because we work hard for our money.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we want to be able to vacation, and if you don't get to go on that vacation, you want to be able to use that money to put toward another vacation.
That's a great point.
Yeah.
That's a great point. So you've done a lot of traveling. What's your favorite place you've been, and what's your bucket list number one place?
Ugh.
I know my favorite place is like asking which child's your favorite, probably, right? Because they're all so different.
One that stands out in my head that I can't wait to go back, and we've been to the Bahamas a bunch, but recently we took a little charter flight over to Exuma.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that was fantastic. Mm-hmm. It was postcard, and I cannot wait to go back there. Mm-hmm. St. Lucia was great. Beautiful. I love that one. Bucket list. I was really hoping to go to Thailand this year. Yeah. So that might not work out with the health concerns. But Hawaii's next on our list.
Hawaii.
My daughter, okay. My high schooler is addicted to Hawaii Five-O, and she has
a the whole, original or the new?
The new one.
Okay.
She is addicted. So she wants to see every spot that they filmed, mm-hmm. the police station, she's hoping that there really is this Shade Dice place that she can go to.
That's cute.
So she pretty much has that one taken care of, mm-hmm. plan-wise. But also, I want to get Hawaii under our
belt. Do you know where you're going to go? Have you decided?
Actually, when I'm going to fly that far, I want to see multiple spots.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I want to hop. I'd like to, you know, start in Honolulu and then, you know, see Maui, mm-hmm. and, you know, stay a little bit at each of them.
Yeah.
Which can be a lot of work.
It's I know.
A lot of packing.
Yeah.
But I would like to be able to see a lot of it while I'm there. Maybe like 2 weeks.
Well, for us on the East Coast, it's farther than Europe. So, you know, you think about going to Europe and we hop all around Europe,
yeah.
and don't even think anything about it. But
right.
Hawaii is way farther
right.
for us to
yes.
fly to. So it's a great,
yeah.
And part of it, too, is giving yourself enough time.
Yeah.
Like, you have to give yourself the mm-hmm. solid 2 weeks,
yeah.
and not at least.
And feeling rushed.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Just the 2 days on the end or the beginning and the end of mm-hmm. flight, that's going to take up your time. And also, you know, planning it far enough in advance. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, they may feel like that might even be out of reach, mm-hmm. but you can almost plan it out a year in advance. So, you know, making payments on it, low deposits, it makes a lot more, it creates a lot more opportunities for
yeah,
people.
That's true. You know, I heard at one point that the anticipation of the trip, like they did psychological studies, and the anticipation of the
yeah.
trip is almost more rewarding and fulfilling than the actual trip.
Yeah.
So I think it is a real thing to have that next anticipation of a trip.
Yes.
And it really does create joy in the planning.
Yeah.
Some, you know, with of it does create some joy and,
right.
and it's so fun.
It is fun. And also, like, people will say, well, will that take away the joy if you use a travel agent? And I like to say that the booking sites are for dreaming, and, you know, it's kind of like your Pinterest book. So
yes.
you bring that and your wish list to a travel agent, and the prices are going to be exactly the same, and they just make sure that everything comes together perfectly.
That's right.
And also, if you have any trouble while in destination, you're able to just text someone or Facebook message someone where you're not standing in line for hours or on the phone for hours trying mm-hmm. to figure things out.
Yeah.
So I think that is a great advantage. And that's something I wish I would have known before I become a travel agent, that
mm-hmm.
that was what they did and that it didn't cost any extra.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
they're kind of like your travel genie.
Yeah, absolutely. And making sure everything's flowing like it's supposed to.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Well, I'm excited to schedule my next trip. I need to figure out where that's going to be.
I think that's the funnest part.
Though. It is. It's
yeah.
so fun.
Have a blank slate.
Well, the problem is there's so many places.
Right.
So I think it might be Banff, Canada, because we're just still right here.
Right.
And then, but I'm a mountain girl,
yeah.
much more so than a beach girl.
Yeah.
Even when we were on the Disney cruise, I was sitting there in the Caribbean and I was like, I hope y'all enjoy this. This is the last time I'm coming to the Caribbean.
Yeah,
this is, it's
like
just
a
not
mountain
my
girl.
Thing.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
It's just mountains and lakes, and that's my thing. So now that's where I'm going to focus.
Right.
And
I think that's amazing.
Yeah. I think that'll be good. Anyway, so to wrap up, I always like to ask my guests what aging confidently means to you. So what does it mean to you?
So I think aging confidently means the ability to be able to still do what you want to do,
mm-hmm.
even though you may have that fear and anxiety about traveling, being able to travel where you want to travel, but knowing that you're going to be taken care of or that the questions are going to be answered,
mm-hmm.
just that you feel confident about where you're going.
Yeah.
And that way, aging really doesn't matter because you still
right.
can do what you want to do.
That's exactly, don't let it be an excuse.
Right.
Just push
just
through.
Do it.
Yeah. Just do it.
Yeah.
That's great. Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so
much
for coming.
I
think you're going to be a great resource. We will put, before we go, where can people find you? Website and social.
So our website is www.mjsgetaways.com. So the name of our company, MJ's Getaways. Facebook and Instagram, I think they're both at MJ's Getaways.
Mm-hmm.
And on our website, you can make appointments if you want to come in and actually sit down and chat,
mm-hmm.
because I found that that's a big thing
mm-hmm.
lately. Like, people want to come in and talk about it.
Sure.
So if you want to make an appointment, or there's also a planning tool where you can just plan online if you want to, you know, get started with a planning process. You put your wish list and I make it happen.
Okay, nice. Yeah. That's wonderful. And then if people aren't local, they can just call. Yeah. And we've got one in Texas now, too.
Yeah,
so,
got one in Texas.
Yeah, that's great. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for
having
me. I
really appreciate it. This is fun. Absolutely. So thank you so much for listening. I hope you have learned something today that is helpful to you. If so, please share this podcast with your friends so we can grow our Aging Confidently tribe. Please subscribe, rate, and review wherever you listen to podcasts. And be sure to join us live here on the Aging Confidently Facebook page every second and fourth Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. And just remember, we are all beautiful and have so much to offer the world, especially when we come from a place of gratitude and confidence. So let's age confidently together and turn the so-called midlife crisis into a midlife inspiration and get that vacation planned.
That's right.
See you next time.